Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man and being a country megastar while also having seven kids. You know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angelique.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Laura Mora.
I'm TJ Adams.
Hey. I love that we've been sitting here talking about all of our favorite TV shows with you.
Yeah.
But TJ Adams, by the way, is plays Old Dirty Bastard on the Hulu Wu-Tang series, right? And so, and by the way, you know I know them personally because I used to work for them.
That's legendary.
Yeah, so I love watching you play Old Dirty Bastard, and I know you have some great stories, as do I.
I was about to say, Did you know ODB?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh. Definitely worked with him.
Legendary. So you got some legendary stories.
I had some amazing. I worked there at that time when he interrupted the Grammys. Wow. Like I was working there when all of that happened.
Angela was so close to them. She know them by their government name.
I know everybody's government
name. And birthdays too. Cause she used to
I think when I go up to get my Emmy, I'm rocking something similar.
Yes,
to the ODB fit.
You feel me? You had to be epic.
Wu-Tang is for the children.
Yeah. You think the perfect person because you give me ODB.
That's not what I'm trying to give.
I love ODB too.
I love ODB.
You know what? He's very talented. I actually have like a lot of footage that we shot because I was working on a documentary with GZA at the time. So I have a lot of footage from him behind the scenes. Like if you notice when they did the song with Khalees, Gotcha Money, Dirty's not even in that video. Mm-hmm. And so he didn't show up for the video shoot, but he showed up for GZA's video shoot. And so the label wouldn't clear him to be in the video because they were mad that he showed up for that, but didn't show up for his own.
Wow.
And I had borrowed clothes from all these clothing lines and he just took them all. And then, you know, I had to like account for that. But he was like, I want this. But I got some great footage of him like behind the scenes there with his family and everything.
That's real, to be a real
legend.
He's a real rock star.
I love playing. I think that's like what going down is one of my favorite characters I ever play, like that's real.
Yeah, and that's a great early on role to have.
That was a great start
because you didn't have a lot of acting experience.
I was the one dude. I had like one liners and everything. I had one line, but I was gonna make that line count. I was in You. I was in Power.
You is my show.
I was in the first episode of the first season.
Nobody noticed me. I gotta go back and look at that now.
Yeah, I was like, I introduced the lady on stage. I'm like, Guinevere Beck, and that was it.
You gotta go back and watch it. That guy was so out of it. You would never look at him and think that. Right. But those be the real crazy people.
Like. So apparently he lives in Bed-Stuy, and I I was walking down the street and they was like, yo, that's the guy from You Live There. I immediately got nervous. I was like, why am I getting nervous? That's how, like, that's how real your character. And the house give you You vibe, like he's looking out the window at you. It was me running from the rats and scared from,
you know, yeah,
the rats are the scariest thing.
So wait, have you ever, okay, since we just brought, we've been talking about a lot of shows just now, but in the show You, have you ever, like, lightweight ever stalked a girl on social media that you liked?
What's stalking?
Define stalking. And to be clear, like, stalking somebody on social media is not crazy. We all have done it. I feel like, mm-hmm. you know.
So what y'all
stalking?
Y'all going from another page though? Y'all going from another page?
No, or
y'all
looking?
Yeah, you looking from your Finsta?
No, but you just paying attention. You're not following, but you checking in.
Checking in.
You going and you going and peeping what they posting. You know, you might stay away from the story because you might not want your name in the views. But you might look from your homegirl phone. Like, let me see.
Yeah, I do that. You know what I'm saying? I'm tapping them. Like, what is she fall off yet? Let me see.
She's still in that relationship. She still look good.
Damn.
Oh, and they block you. Like, you're not gonna be able to see it from somewhere else.
Oh, Laura, you been blocked or something?
Yeah, I block first and then I'm blocked back. But even when I block, I still go and look from another page. Wow.
So that's okay.
I'm not big on blocking people that I know in real life just because I kind of want you to see this.
You
want
to know that's a fact. I kind of want you.
Exactly.
I don't like. I have a lot of my ops in my following list because
you say you got a lot of ops in the following.
Yeah, like people I used to get along with and who still I got fuck with.
They ops now and you still follow them.
Yeah, I still follow them and they still follow me. So.
Well,
they,
okay,
they,
so wait.
They looking.
Tell us some more one-liners, because You is a great series. Okay, what else?
You, Power, mm-hmm. they got me out of The Godfather, Harlem. Wow. Y'all know that, John?
Yes. Yeah, with Forrest Whitaker?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I did all, I think that was like, I did like four major shows like that back to back.
That's
to back.
Huge yeah. already. Yeah. Even one line is like, that's SAG actually.
I was getting the one-liners, though. I was killing the one-liners. And then I went in for ODB. I was like, you got the wrong nigga. I ain't sure if y'all got the right person. I had my face shaved and I didn't feel like ODB. So I go in there and I did like, shout out to Chris Robinson, shout out to Kim Coleman for sure. I did an audition for them like 2-3 times. It took like 3 months and they wound up going with me. And I was like, I still didn't believe it.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did it ever make you like still be in character after?
I feel like me and ODB like real similar characters. Like you said, like it's like a perfect, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Symbolic relationship, because I feel like I already had that energy. Like,
right.
You know
and
mean?
On top of that, you did your homework.
I did my homework. I had to. I was like, yo, I gotta kill this because I get a lot of love, and I feel like it would have been the opposite if I didn't do it right. Like, it was like,
oh,
nigga,
yeah.
one nigga, yo,
and then it's like, you are so much. I mean, of course, you fit the time frame of the character that you play, but you're so much younger than he was. Like, you weren't around for the stuff that we remember seeing him. So
Which
you had to
crazy.
Kind of go back and do some research to
really
get a vibe.
And it's not a lot to find on ODB, to believe it or not. It's probably like top 10 videos besides his music videos of like him talking as a person.
Yeah.
So I went back. I studied his son. Because his son does, like, everything he do.
Right, he does.
So I'm like, let me catch on to that real quick, because ODB's a hard act to follow, but if I can kind of narrow it down and, like, you know. So I did my research.
You
I
did good.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate
and
that.
You definitely be turning up in real life, too. So. Standing on couches. Okay.
I do be turned up, yo.
But isn't life amazing now?
Life is beautiful. I love it. I really love life, yo. Like, shout out to the Wu-Tang. They really completely changed my life. Like, I was in North Philly before I got the call. I was in North Philly, like, in the hood with my friends, you feel me? Like, I was acting still, but I was, like, you know, one-liner that wasn't really paying the bills. So it changed my whole life. Everybody showed me mad love. Shout out to all the people that show love in real life, man. But
and you were in that Mike Tyson series.
I was in Mike Tyson series,
as the person that was, like, his old mentor, kind of.
Yeah, my character basically, Bar Kim, he encouraged Mike Tyson to be Mike Tyson. Like, yo, go get out the hood and, like, you know,
you
really pursue your dream. Like, you feel
you
me?
You might be from Brooklyn.
I do got a Brooklyn soul. Like, I'm Philly, though.
He from North
Don't
Philly,
get it messed up. I'm really Philly.
You gotta be specific. What part of North Philly
I'm from Allegheny, 16th of Allegheny.
Okay.
I went to Simon Gratz.
Yes.
You went, what high school you went to?
I went to FLC. You know, they FLC. Viral. They basketball virals. But,
okay, yeah.
But so I'm from Mount Airy.
Okay, you're from Mount Airy.
That's where my best friend is from, Sedgwick.
And, I knew North Philly because I had family there.
Yeah.
But I didn't know any other part of the city until I went to high school.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, FLC is in North Philly, but it's more towards the center city part. But everybody from there is from a different part of the city. So that's how I learned South Philly, West Philly, Southwest.
That's how you, how you got in tune.
That's how I really got in tune with the hood and learned how to catch steps. Because I didn't know any of that living in Mount Airy.
Yeah, Mount Airy is over there. With
it's
it.
Up there.
Yeah,
it sounds
there.
Pretty
uptown.
Right? It sounds nice, right? Uptown, yeah.
You're from uptown. Beautiful Mount Airy.
But listen, I told y'all this earlier. If I ever had to claim a hood, because Mount Airy is not the hood, it's definitely going to be North.
North
sure.
is like you
that's
know,
that's whatever. If I got to claim
the
hood,
best part
be
of Philly,
sure.
I'm going to say it now.
I feel the same way.
Me and Kevin Hart went to the same middle school. We went to Kenderton.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he from Airy Avenue, right?
Yeah, he's from Airy.
Do you ever go back to like your school that you went to just so people could? I just recently went to my high school a couple of weeks ago that I graduated from in Brooklyn. They gave me like some alumni award, but I haven't been there since I graduated. I think I was there 1 year.
So how did it feel?
The year after. Yeah, it was weird.
It was weird.
It's a weird feeling,
right?
I don't remember what it smelled like.
The last time I visited FLC, because my nephew went there not too long after me, and I pulled up for something. But when I walked in, the first thing I said was, "It still smells exactly the same."
That's
like,
crazy.
That building just still had
them
same
pizzas.
Smell. But you know, Philly is so old. Like Philly is an old historical city that everything is like old and kind of like dug in. If you know what I'm saying. So I'm not surprised that it's still.
I want to do something for the school. I want to make like a studio, put like a studio in it. TJ Adams studio. You feel me?
There we go. At TJ Adams studio. And you're also you have a starring role now.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So let's talk about that because it's very Philly.
Let's really talk about it. Fells High coming out. We're doing the ABF festival next month.
A real school.
That's a real school. Yeah. Shout out to my man Kevin. Jay Nelson, this is his first big movie. He's from West Philly. He called me up. It's funny too, because how I really got that role was, of course, he seen my work in Wu-Tang, but I actually, my neighbor from North Philly was like part of like the production side. Like he was like an investor in the movie. So I got it from living in North Philly. It's crazy. Like, you feel me? But the movie is about four kids in high school and they basically, you know, we following their story throughout the day. My character's name is Beef, and he like a victim of bullying and like,
oh, okay.
Yeah, he's like, it's one of those stories, you feel me? It touches on the heartstrings and it's like, damn, what's gonna happen next, you feel me? Like, and it just show you like the trauma, the black trauma going, like being kids in the hood and like, you know, what they really going through. Amari Horowitz in it. Yeah, we got a lot of stars in that.
Did
thing,
you film
man.
It? You filmed it, or
we
it's coming
it in
out?
Philly,
so wait,
yep.
Fell's not technically in the hood now. That's like in the Northeast kind of thing.
Is it?
So, yeah,
Fell's in Northeast.
It's like Oxford.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, Fell's is like Oxford.
What was your experience like in high school?
I was the class clown, man. I was wild.
So
we
wait,
was
I'm
laughing
tell you
the
this,
whole
grass
time.
Is lit.
Grass was lit.
Grass is known for their basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
I graduated in '96. In '94. FLC and Grass were always rivals in basketball, and FLC, they only had a basketball team. They had no football, no other anything. And FLC actually won my sophomore year, and that was the only year that they ever won the championship. Yeah, like, I don't remember that.
Yeah. I don't remember that.
That was back when Rasheed Wallace was playing.
Y'all beat Rasheed?
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to do
FLC
some research.
Won that 1 year.
TJ's like, I wasn't even born yet.
Right, you were probably just born.
Yeah, that don't count. That don't count. If I wasn't
born yet. 1994. But I'm telling y'all, Grass is lit. Like he went
Grass
to a real
lit. Yeah,
lit
that's a real school.
Like that's the best school in North.
So
is,
what did you think you
Everybody
were gonna?
Know.
What did you think you wanted to be when you were in high school? Did you always know that this is what you wanted? Because I know the story about you skateboarding and
Bakery
getting
Boys. I thought I was gonna be a rapper for real. Like I'm still a rapper, but I thought that was really gonna take me off. Like I thought I was gonna get in the game like that, and that's what it was. And we was lit, like Bakery Boy. We sold out Trocadero. You know about the Troc?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we sold that out a few times. And
I did a wet T-shirt contest there, Bakery.
Oh, it was lit. But it was like we sold that out a few times. Like, and we, you know, we kind of had a wave, but after that died down, I knew, like, damn, I'm graduating high school. I had a bunch of older friends. They went to college, then they went back to their mom cribs. So I'm like, oh man, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to college, y'all. This ain't looking right.
Where's the rest of the Bakery Boys?
Oh man, where are they, though? The one homie, he doing art right now. The other one, he doing like, he's still making beats. He's still doing his thing. Q3, Ace, Mark Ryan. Mark Ryan in Atlanta.
Okay.
I don't know what he's doing. He should be doing art though.
Because they got to be proud, like everybody.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. They definitely proud. Because
let's get the band back together.
I wouldn't be mad at a reunion tour, right, man. Right. Like, let's go crazy. And we modeled our thing at the Wu-Tang. That's what's so crazy. Like we thought we was Wu-Tang. Our logo resembled the Wu-Tang logo. That's
Philly had that Wu-Tang dance.
You see how things?
Oh yeah. What is that about though?
You see how things come.
What is the Wu-Tang dance? How did that start? What's that got to do with Wu-Tang? That is a Philly thing.
It is a Philly thing. I have no, yeah.
That. Oh, go ahead.
I don't really know it, but that's it. It's like a real hype, like.
Yeah, like yeah. What? I don't know how it started.
I don't know the
Wu-Tang is just that legendary. But it's just a part of the, entwined with the culture altogether, man. Like. Rihanna just named her son RZA.
That's cool. Amazing.
You feel me?
That is so.
And then
crazy.
As the y'all seen, she dressed up as ODB for the.
I said
she must really like Wu-Tang.
And listen, ASAP Rocky too. He's named after Rakim.
Yeah, you that's know, dope.
His name is Rakim. His mom named him after Rakim. So clearly, they grew up like listening to all.
That's
and
that's
even their cool. whole ASAP mob crew is kind of like. Wu-Tang.
Oh yeah, that's kind of like a similar vibe. Yeah,
you know what's so crazy, like. Sometimes I think, and I can't wait to like see your documentary because it's going to be so many behind the scenes and things that, I mean, of course not things that would put people out there.
Right,
but
right.
you have some Angela stories.
Done some shit.
Well, this you know what? I interned for Wu-Tang when I was in college and then I worked there. That was my first job out of college.
How you even meet Wu-Tang?
So, actually, it all comes back to this studio right here, Engine Room Audio.
Whoa.
So my friend Scotty, who owns this studio,
yeah.
one of his boys was working for Wu-Tang Management.
Mm.
And it's so funny, me and Scotty are still friends, mm-hmm. right? Scotty was like, yo, my boy is looking for an intern and I recommended you. And so I was like, they was kind of wild and I didn't know them back then right. So I was like, I don't know, you know. So he was like, look, Angela, please just go do the interview. And then I didn't do it and he called me like, yo, he keeps asking me, are you coming?
Mm-hmm.
So I went to go do the interview and they hired me as an intern on the spot. So I started interning for them in Staten Island in their office in Staten Island. And then when I graduated from college, I was Divine's assistant. And that's how RZA's brother, his assistant.
Yeah.
And so I was assistant to the CEO. And I basically, they all was in the office all the time. I knew like Dirty. I was in charge. Like I had everybody's checkbooks there. So I could write the check, but I couldn't sign it.
So when it was time
to pay people, like they would ask me to just write it. And then they would come in and sign their checks. And I remember Dirty's like... he would tell people, go get the check from Angela, like his baby moms and stuff.
Yeah.
And so everybody would call me like, Dirty told me to call you for my check. And I'd be like, I can't just give you a check. I can't just sign checks. I can write them, but I can't sign it. So he would just push everybody off on me. And then he would call and like curse me out sometimes.
Yeah.
And then I would just hang up and then he would call back and be like, I'm sorry.
Apologize. Yeah. You're too sweet to be, people be cursing you out.
Yeah, but it was fun. Like that was actually the best job to have had right out of college because I had a lot of direct contact with everybody and with all the labels because they were all signed to different labels.
Yeah.
And so it helped me learn and meet so many people in the industry because it was Def Jam, it was Elektra, it was MCA, it was Geffen, it was Priority,
it was
Sony, it was every label. And so that's how come I know so many people.
From
back then having
that's
that as my
legendary.
First job.
Shout out to Scotty.
So now let me ask you this, in high school, how were you with the ladies?
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn,
alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Okay, I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun, such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid-back appeal and down-home vibes. As a dad of 7 kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th, just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
I was a ladies, man. I feel like I had them. They knew me. They definitely knew me in there, man. Yeah.
Okay, because I'm, you know, because like you said, you do music.
Yeah. So I was dating a lot. I dated like, I feel like I had them in high school, but I ain't really turn up to after high school, man.
Okay.
I was focused. I don't know what I was focused on as a high school student, to be honest. I was everywhere, like a skateboard. Mm-hmm. I was, you know what I mean? I definitely had them though.
Well,
I would call that.
You had them like they was on you, or like you had to go out there and like go.
It was
on your body. Okay.
You remember you remember your first love?
My first love.
Even if it was puppy love.
Nope.
Sorry, have you been? Of course you do.
No.
Hasn't happened yet.
Do I remember my first love for real? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember her.
Oh. She broke your heart. It sounds like it. What happened?
And she probably definitely turned me up. I'm probably the way I am now because of her.
Wow. Okay, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a balance.
All right, well, explain what you mean by that.
Okay, so I feel like she definitely broke my heart. I was already on my type time, though, you feel me? So I feel like I played with her heart, too. I get like that, like a dude might play with a shorty heart, and then when she do it back, it hurt us more, so though.
The end of the world.
It's the end of the world, though, for real. Like, why would you do that?
Because why did you?
But, I don't, like, yeah, like I said, like, I probably played with her heart, and then she broke mine. She crushed my little heart. And then, feel me? Turned me savage.
Did you cry?
No, I ain't cry.
How old were you?
I probably was like 15.
Oh, you definitely cried at 15. Cry. Stop playing.
I ain't going to say I cried on this podcast, though.
You know how many 15-year-olds get their heart broken and crying and thinking that
y'all was crying?
Not normal?
Y'all probably still crying.
Yeah, I was crying at 15.
I was already having a baby at that time. Like, yeah. I was an adult. I skipped that whole time to have a first love.
Mm-hmm. You said you was already an adult?
Yeah, once you have a kid, that's it. Brush yourself into it and be an adult. Exactly.
I moved out on my own and everything. At 17, I'm an adult.
I have my kid young, so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You have, how many brothers and sisters do you have?
Man, I got a lot of brothers. My dad got a lot of kids. My mom got like 2 kids, though.
Okay, so all together.
Birthday, so much happy birthday, Aya.
Happy birthday. What's her name?
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Aya.
Yeah, happy birthday, Aya.
So 2 on that side, and your dad, you just said a lot. You don't know.
It's too many.
That's how my family is.
Like, oh, dirty bastard.
That's all dirty
bastard, right? My mom has 4, and my dad, and my stepdad, which is my sister's, my sibling's father, it's like a whole lot of us. We have so much in common. I'm a Gemini. You a Gemini.
Are you a Gemini too? Philly.
Yeah.
What's your birthday?
The 23rd.
Oh, the 23rd. You technically
May 23rd.
Cancer. Oh, no, May 23rd. I'm bugging.
I'm a May Gemini.
The May Geminis be the most toxic. You know what I'm saying?
That's why he only saying that because his must not be
yours. Is June 11th.
Yeah, June 11th. I'm going to say Gemini men are crazy.
Yes.
For
why
real.
Why we got this rep though? Like, because y'all are. What we do? I know a couple. I know a crazy Gemini.
I like Gemini men.
You like Gemini? We cool, fun, we're exciting.
Yeah, generous. Very loving and generous. But y'all also psycho at the same
exactly.
time.
Exactly. Definitely two.
Yeah, they're a little much.
I know female Gemini.
Now that I'm thinking about it.
Like but the thing about Gemini is you got to take the good with the bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we're so fun and exciting.
Because it's so good.
You got to know their heart.
I feel like
the highs are high, the lows are low.
Got to
meet them in between.
The lows be low.
I feel like the Gemini men are more sensitive than the Gemini women.
Absolutely.
Like, the Gemini men are more emotional and they get angry faster than the women.
Yeah, I feel
the Gemini women are more cool.
Absolutely. But don't take them.
Like, my best friends are Gemini. Gigi's one of my good friends who's a Gemini. I get along great with Gemini women.
What's your son?
I'm a Sagittarius.
Sorry, what's your sign?
Capricorn.
Capricorn. We compatible. What's your sign?
Pisces.
I don't know too much about the Pisces.
Sensitive. As fuck.
Oh, so you pay attention to
the
signs.
The water works.
I'm astrology. I got Scorpio wearing my crystals. I'll be into astrology.
Let me see. What's that crystal?
Scorpio moon. It's a rose quartz and a pyrite.
Nice. You looking for love?
Chilling
you
right
trying
now,
to attract
man.
It? That's what that rose means. That's
exactly what it means.
This is just,
yeah.
This is just like my love. And I feel like it's a love healing energy. Like I want to receive the love. You feel me?
Okay.
So I ain't, you know what I mean?
I got you.
That was a great way to like.
That was a way to like
spin that. Yeah, not really. You wear your crystals and you have your crystals for the reason that fits in your life at the time.
Yeah, you put your intention
rose quartz
into
is
them.
Definitely the love.
It's the love.
Yes, the love.
Oh, yeah, that's so sweet.
Yeah. I got one at my front door.
But it's true. Your crystals.
I got a real big one at my front door.
It's your intention that goes into them.
Well, what type of person are you looking for? If you had to be
if you don't have, do you have someone?
Well, people I like to be around, they gotta be fun, exciting, funny.
Okay.
And like, you know, just not impressed. I like people who are not impressed by things, you feel me? Like, we just have a good time. It don't matter where we at or who we are. We just chilling.
Yes. I like that. Like, you could just go and if you go out to eat, it don't have to be at the fanciest restaurant.
Yeah.
You could just be
some chill
shit.
Let's
go get some wings and some fries. Chill on the park bench with me.
A little chicken cheese steak or something.
How would you
know if she's the one? Some Escobibbles.
How would you know if she's the one? Or have you found a one? Or is there someone in the picture?
If she the one, the universe gonna let me know.
Mm. Period. Mm-hmm.
That's why you wear that.
He's so good at this.
I love it.
The universe gonna let me know.
Not good answer.
Great answer.
Well, let's talk about the song Trust Me. Are you trustworthy?
Trust me. I'm very trustworthy, yo.
What about the trust that you give?
What you mean?
Do you feel like trust is given or earned?
Earned. You gotta earn the trust, man. Mm-hmm. I can't just trust you.
Some people give.
Right. I'm going into it automatically not trusting you.
Woo.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
Because I've been scarred. Let's go back to the first relationship.
That's that Gemini man.
But you
yeah,
didn't even
yeah, it's not fair.
That's that Gemini man.
You're not even giving it a chance when you go into
that's
it.
Bad.
Yes, you're not even giving it
that
a chance.
That might be my toxic trait.
Man, listen, homegirl hurt your heart at 15 and you've been ever since.
Oh, see, the problem is that you haven't cried. You need to cry.
I got to let it go.
You got to let it go.
Let it out.
How are you going to let anything in if you still got that toxicity in you?
But it's not just from the 15 relationship. I've dealt with these.
That was the start. That was the first start. Domino.
Like, okay, so what are some red flags for you?
Oh, my God. Red flags. Maybe if I see you in somebody's comments, that's a red flag.
Ooh,
big red
to
flag.
Joe, like, in the rapper comment, you comment too much.
Yeah, that's a red flag.
Red
what
flag.
Type of comments, though? Yeah, like, what if she's just like, this song is fire?
That might be a still red flag.
Yeah, like, that's red a red flag.
Why? If the song is fire.
That's a red flag.
You feel like that's her just trying to get...
Like, you don't gotta, you know what I mean? Like,
I think that's a red flag because the only time I comment under like a rapper or another man's page, just in general, is to get somebody mad. So it's a wrap.
But it also kind of probably depends on what she does, right? Yeah. If she's in a space where maybe she does something where she's a writer or she does music and she's like, this is fire.
Yeah, that's but you're
saying, different.
But there's nothing wrong with giving an artist that you like props.
Not even just artists, but just anybody else. Yeah, like,
like I'll comment under Bad Bunny's post just to make my boyfriend mad.
That's crazy.
Hilarious.
And it works. It works.
But what if you comment under, like, let's just say it's Method Man's post?
It's like asking for attention.
Method Man, that's Unk, so you can comment on the Unk, you know what I mean?
Like, okay, you know when it's thirsty and when it's not thirsty.
Yeah, when it's like...
When you're trying to be chose.
Too much. Yeah, you're trying to get chose, you're probably doing too much. If you're doing too much on the internet, it's a red flag for me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't really do the internet thing for real, so... If you're doing a lot, it's like, what are you trying to be seen? Like, what are you trying to do?
What personally? If it's a first date and she's like, let's take a selfie together?
Whoa, that is a red.
In Philly, we call that drawing. You're drawing.
You definitely
drawing.
But you know what? What if y'all end up together and now you have a picture from your
first date? Wow.
Oh, come on, Ann.
That's true.
It's true,
that is
though.
Real, though.
That is true.
Because she could be like, I'm not going to post. And it's just a picture. That don't mean it. Could be a fan.
It don't mean nothing. Yeah. It don't mean
I mean, if you guys are vibing, I think that's fine. Yeah. Yeah. If she just throw it in there, that's kind of weird.
Because it's better than her sneaking a picture. These days, everybody lives through social media. So you got to be pure on your intentions. Yeah. You got to know,
like. If you post the dinner and you don't post me. That's a red flag.
What? Really? What? Some people like what to post their food.
Right. Or what if she's a food
right
blogger?
There across the,
what if she want to keep
blogger?
You private?
Everybody knows about to say that.
What if she works for the wine and food festival?
And what if she wants to keep private?
So I know y'all posting the food and not the dude.
I don't post the food unless the dude be right there, like, let me get some. And sometimes you could be out with your girls
and still just post the food.
That's when I post the food. When I'm with my girls, I post the food.
But if it's food and the food looks amazing, you might want to be like...
But why, can I ask y'all a question? Why y'all post the dude, though?
Sometimes they don't want to be posted.
You said it's a red flag if she take a picture of me. Y'all can't take a picture of the food?
I don't know. I don't post my dudes.
It's a red flag for me if the guy records the food at a date. I'm like,
And if I didn't even know, listen, I don't even know what I would do if that happened to me. I would be so confused. Listen, don't ask me to do.
Look at this chicken sizzling at Ruth's Chris.
Or ask me to take a picture of him, and I'll be like, all right, I'll take a picture. But then he's trying to get me to get his angles and ask me over and over. This guy in LA did that. I was like, dead.
Red flag.
What if a dude take a picture of y'all? Like, we all and like different. On the first date. I'm like, yo.
Let's take a picture. No,
I think it's cute.
Yeah.
It's cute?
It's cute.
If
it kind of depends. Like I said, it's how the date is going.
It
if it's going vibe, well, yeah. And you might. Vibe, right? And I think, like, you get a little tipsy, you take a picture.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I'm saying. If it's a vibe, like you said, it depends.
I could have got sneaking and taken pictures of me before.
Oh, no, no, wow. No.
But what if he liked you? Like, you know what I mean? Like, the cute, like, look at my boo.
Mm. No, he was taking pictures of me. I was like walking in front of him and he had his phone and I turned around to say something and I noticed he was taking pictures.
Of your bag?
That's kind
of
crazy.
He was live.
Oh. He was taking pictures of that ass. What though? Would you want to say
friends in the group chat?
Like, look who I'm with.
What if you look at her phone, she's showing you something and you see she Googled your net worth?
Oh.
Whoa.
Wow.
Like, damn,
but just Google that, period,
she,
though.
Other like, than that, she's fire, you know.
She's fire, other but than she Google my network.
Nah, that's a red flag.
Red flag.
That's a red flag. Major.
That shit is waving like right. This.
That's a white flag.
Would you Google somebody before you go out with them?
Yes, I have.
So then how... But not network.
But not the network. Yeah, I want to know what you
up,
do.
It comes up.
No. Yeah, it comes up.
And it just so happened it came up. And she's like, well, since it came up, let me look.
What's her name? I definitely got to know who I'm talking to. Like, if you just, like, you know what I mean? You might have a lit Instagram or whatever, but I never heard of you. So I'm like, let me see what's going on.
Yeah, it's best to go and Google the
name. I have to Google you. I got to be like, what is this?
What are some other red flags?
What is a red flag? You got one?
A red flag? Me?
Yeah. I thought that was a red flag for me.
No, I can't breathe. I've been smoking a lot. So.
That's my breath. My breath is really bad. The lateness matters. That's a red flag to me. If you're always late, because I learned this early on, right? When people are late, they don't respect your time.
Right.
Because we're all really busy. Mm-hmm. And if I'm on time, you should be on time too. And if you're going to be late, give me a heads up, like in advance. You know you're going to be late before you're late.
Yeah. You know? At least an hour before you're late. You
I feel like you're late a lot, TJ. I don't. You were on. You were early here, but you got upset about that. So are you late a lot?
Time. No, no. I take my time real serious. I believe in like being early. You feel me? I'm professional.
Yeah. Shout out to Kashan.
I feel like if you're not, if you're 15 minutes early, you're still hitting late. Mm-hmm. Like you, that's the rule. Right? That's late. The business rule.
15 minutes early is late.
Yes. 15 minutes earlier, you're still late.
If you're on time, you're late. You're late.
Yeah, if you're on time, you're late. Exactly.
All right, what about a kiss on the first date? You into that?
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Okay. I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun. Such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid-back appeal and down-home vibes. As a dad of 7 kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
It really depends on the vibe.
Are you into kissing?
It depends on the vibe. It depends on the woman. It depends on the woman.
We're out on a date. We had a good time.
That's what I'm saying. It depends on the, yeah, on the woman, yo. Like,
have you ever had sex and not kissed a woman?
Yes.
That's no hesitation.
Hold on.
Why?
But why?
Yeah. No hesitation.
How do you have sex and not kiss?
I like that's you skip foreplay.
I might kiss her body or something like that. Kiss her neck. Like, not I wasn't. Not like I feel like the French kiss kissing, thing is like real mature. That's a mature thing. I just started getting there.
That's, like, that's a young thing more.
Kissing?
Yeah.
No. That's what you do when you're a virgin.
When you're a virgin, like, you kiss and like.
I wasn't kissing women when I was young. I wasn't kissing women. I was avoiding that for real. I don't know why. But now, like, I feel like I'm more accepting to it. Like, okay. Yeah, we might kiss now.
You're not an affectionate person?
I'm affectionate for
he
sure.
He has to be affectionate.
You're a Gemini. Yeah.
I got my rose card on.
But I just don't kiss. Do you kiss with your eyes open or closed?
I used to kiss with my eyes open.
What?
I'm closing my eyes, though. I'm closing my eyes for sure now. But I used to be weird like that, though.
She opened her eyes like,
oh my god!
That was hilarious, and she screamed.
Wow. I know somebody kissed with their eyes open as a adult. I'm like, yo, that's weird. Close your eyes. Man.
Some people do that, like, cause they in love with you.
They want to look at you.
Yeah, and then you'd be like,
but my eyes. I've opened my eyes and caught them with their eyes open before in my lifetime. You guys have.
You know what? I feel like during sex, it makes a guy come faster if you kiss him during sex, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. If you kiss him anywhere, like you the said neck, the mouth, anywhere.
I mean, yeah, we doing that is real passionate, it's real steamy.
Yeah,
trust me.
We kissing, we steaming. Yeah,
yeah. I had a few years in my life with somebody that when he was about to come, he was like, kiss me.
Did you like that?
Yeah.
Me too. I like it too.
So y'all kissing every dude y'all date?
No.
Yes. If I'm dating you.
We're dating. Yeah.
If you're dating, but not if.
She said no.
Well, if we're not dating.
Not like a first date, but like if I like you and we're dating.
And if we're having sex,
we're definitely kissing.
No, yeah. If to get to the sex, you have to kiss me first. It's like step one, and then, you know, first base, second base.
Yeah. Second of all, as soon as you come up from eating my pussy, I'm kissing it off of your face.
Yeah, you gotta get nasty with it. I respect that.
Yeah, I like that too.
Definitely kissing.
That's my favorite time to kiss.
But you do that, right? You eat pussy.
I get nasty, yep.
Okay, just had to make sure because you don't like to kiss. Make sure you kiss the pussy.
You kissing it, pussy.
How would you rate yourself, or what have you been rating?
I'm probably like an 8.
An 8?
That's not
bad. I'm gonna be honest with myself. I'm gonna say I'm a 10, and I'm be like, yo, you lying.
You should have said 9.
9. I like that.
I'm learning. I'm open to learning. You feel me? It's room to grow.
With you.
I like it's 8. Room to grow.
Why do you not give yourself a 10?
Because it's room to grow. I feel like I can learn a little more.
He's still young.
Okay. What are some things that you haven't done that you want to do then?
I want to have sex with twins. I ain't never do that.
Okay, that's ridiculous.
Sisters.
That's crazy.
She said sisters.
That's crazy. I don't give a fuck. You've been around Future way too much.
No, that's right. Yeah.
I don't give a fuck that they was real sisters.
Twins.
You wouldn't think it was weird sisters having sex with each other?
They don't got to touch each other.
You guys want to touch the
boat. Yeah, like they into
that. Okay, because them touching each other is
weird. But there's some sisters that touch each other that are twins.
Okay, that's weird.
Yeah, like.
So you've had threesomes, just not with twins.
Yeah, just not with twins.
Like, okay, what about more than three?
I ain't never had to do more than three yet. I'm not living.
I'm not living.
Oh, yeah.
That's stupid. Yeah.
So only three altogether, not three girls. Three girls the most, or two girls?
Two at the most, yeah.
Did you enjoy that, or do you prefer one-on-one?
I enjoy threesomes, you feel me? Especially if they into each other, they freaks too.
Okay.
Would you do it with your girlfriend? Like if you had a girlfriend and she wanted to bring someone in, would you do that? Or would you just
I would do it, but I don't think I like doing it with the girl I'm with, you feel me? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It gets complicated.
Yeah, I want to do it with like, you know what I mean?
Do it with somebody that's just fun time.
Yeah, just fun, you feel me?
Do you think if you're just dating, like say you're dating a woman, would you be mad if she was dating other people and would you want to know?
That's a good ass question, yo. Mm-hmm. I'm not the jealous type for real. So if you date other people, do you, baby.
Just you probably date other people too.
Be respectful though, you feel me? I don't have it in my face or nothing like that.
Right. Don't be commenting.
Yeah, don't
so
be,
you don't want to know.
I don't really want to know. But if I do know, I probably wouldn't care either, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I need as long as you with me when you with me, you feel me?
Listen, our time together is our time together. Our time apart is our time to push. This is JD line for everything, you know?
Do you like competition?
You might be right about that.
Because sometimes guys can be competitive. Like,
I carry it a certain way. I know me, feel me? I'm super, super confident in like who I am. You know what I mean? Like, funny, handsome. We're going to have a great time. So,
okay.
If you with another nigga, make sure he's, you know, topping what I do.
Okay.
Like, top my, you know what I mean? Top
don't
my vibe.
Down.
You feel me?
Because we judge guys based off of who they date to.
Exactly.
Like, when we see who you date, and we're like,
I could like a guy so much. I could like a guy so much and be totally turned off by seeing his ex-girlfriend or his baby mother.
Story of my life.
We do too, man.
Yeah,
you dating a lame nigga, I'm gonna be like, you lame.
Exactly. You should.
Just lame, shorty.
Now, what about buying gifts? Are you a good gift buyer?
Yeah, yo. I, I, uh, I feel like I don't be. I treat women well, but they don't get treated as well. I feel like.
Aww.
I don't get no good gifts.
Really, you don't never.
What's the best gift a woman has given you? Okay,
what's been good?
No, I got treated real well before, but what's the best gift? Somebody brought me like a Cuban chain for.
That's really nice.
That was nice.
That was great.
That was great. Mm-hmm. Louis bag. She treated me good.
Like, is it the bag you had just now? What you want?
Yeah. Y'all be like, back.
I love it. So
that's a great gift. And that's thoughtful. Because you know you need to carry. I always be like, how do guys carry their stuff around?
They need that's some new shit, though. Like, when we start wearing bags, like.
Because you need it.
We really need it, though. Crown Royal bags and duster bags. Yeah. Crown, the little purple Crown Royal bags. The old heads used to carry those back in the day. And then
I feel like the old heads used to wear fanny packs.
Well, that's older,
right?
That's like my windbreaker
type. Biker shorts.
Yeah, that's like 80s.
But I like see that a lot in the 80s.
I used to date a guy that used to carry a duster, and he used to like if he wore red, he would carry a Louboutin one. Like okay, he would like match it with his. Oh, he was from New York too. You know, New York men be like that.
Don't do that.
Yes, they do. Nah. They be matchy.
What? So what's in your bag?
A duster is like what your duster, shoes.
A
duster, like
I got bliss stacks in there. Mm-hmm. Probably got some weed in there.
Of course you do.
Grabba.
See, that's what I'm saying. How do guys?
My laptop.
Y'all need a bag.
We really do. That's like, a really great gift. That's some like 2020 shit. I feel like.
Yeah, we live in a different world.
What we was
world.
Doing before the
like,
bags?
Pocket. I feel like all my boyfriends have their bags.
Well, your pants was. But the thing is, your pants back then they used to wear baggy clothes.
So yeah,
in their pockets. Just a different.
Just think about how if you had to run from somebody and you got all them stuff in your pockets, you try to hold your pockets. Like,
it'd be so much.
What was the jeans back in the day with all the pockets? The Jabot.
Yeah. I wonder if they utilize.
So wait. So what
pockets.
Happened to this young lady who got you these amazing gifts and thoughtful presents?
She a vibe, you know. We still locked in. You feel me? Like
okay. She might could be the one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
She a vibe for sure. Like.
Well, that's sweet.
I love that.
Yeah. For real. Mm-hmm. What's your best gift you got?
The best gift probably jewelry. Always like
jewelry.
Yeah.
What type of jewelry you like getting?
I don't really buy stuff for myself so much, so that's always a good gift for me because I know I don't know a lot about jewelry like that. Ooh. So I got like a Rolex.
Oh,
you
know,
yeah.
They spoil it, Angela.
Yeah, you know, yeah, that's okay. And then of course, you know, I like bags, but I do like thoughtful presents too. Like anything that you'd be like, oh, I could see that she. You know, need. I like when you do things like if I'm at work and you're like, let me send you some food. Like, what time you eating lunch? You know, things like that is really cute.
I like that.
Yeah. That is dope. Yeah.
Yeah. Can you cook?
I'm a cook, but I cook for myself. Like, I just got
no one else
would
like.
I just got to the point where I'm ready to share my food with other people. You feel me?
Nice.
I just got to that point where I'm like, okay, this is presentable.
Okay. Nice.
I wasn't always on that level. You feel
practice
me?
Makes perfect.
It does.
What's the best dish?
Yeah, what's
you
your go-to?
Uh-oh. Spaghetti.
I knew it! That's what every guy that can't cook like that makes spaghetti.
Do you put honey in your or sugar
I'm putting
in your spaghetti?
Sugar in the spaghetti. Now I'm trying to stay away from the sugar. I'm trying to get my fitness body.
I put honey in it.
You put honey in it?
Mm-hmm. I don't like
sugar
sweet spaghetti.
In the grits.
I put hot sauce in my spaghetti because I like spicy sauce.
I put too hot sauce.
I like grits all kinds of ways. I just like grits. I like
you know what's crazy? I don't like grits.
I love grits.
And you got to do too much to it.
Nah, for me, it's whatever
I like garlic and grits.
Like if it's fishing. Grits, shrimp and grits, I need a savory, but I if it's like it. Bacon, eggs, and grits, then
sweet.
I need mm-hmm. a sweet. It
same,
depends
same,
who
same.
Make it
mm-hmm.
too. Like, what not everybody knows how to make it.
I don't think you could fuck up grits.
I cook everything. Yeah.
Do you have an air fryer?
I'm cooking holiday
got
dinners.
The air fryer on deck.
Right. I'm cooking
deck.
Full holiday dinners. I'm
yeah, Gigi will cook. Gigi yes. will cook for all of us.
Yeah, no, Gigi yeah. cooks really good.
Yeah, I'm cooking meals. Like,
mm-hmm. matter of fact, I'm gonna have a cookout. I need you on the grill.
Yeah, I got
and
you.
She makes the deviled eggs. Like,
yeah, they're amazing,
spectacular.
We love a woman
I'm
who
actually
can
about
cook.
To do a catering company. And we didn't get to talk about that yet.
I can't. I can
that's
cook
my next
only my yes.
like really soon. Like, I'm in the process right now of doing a catering.
Oh, that'd be great. Gigi
Kitchen.
But Bientas, that's my mom's name. She passed away. Yeah. So Bientas.
Where's this gonna be based out of?
Atlanta.
Okay, nice.
Oh,
yes, Gigi.
Let's get it.
I'll be your test dummy.
Let's get it.
I'm gonna do a whole like once I get everything off the ground, I'm gonna do like an event, like a tasting, like a sip and see type mm-hmm. thing.
Oh my god, I'm there.
And yeah, we're gonna make it like a big thing. So
now let me ask you this about your are you close with your father?
He cool, yeah.
Okay. Cause I'm just saying you have so with the brothers and sisters on his side, are mm-hmm. you cool with them or
yeah, I love my brothers and sisters. Me and my one brother, Audie, we got the same birthday.
Oh, that's nice. Oh,
so yeah, my pops was getting it on. He was
not the same year though.
No, not the same year.
Oh, but, I was like, well damn.
June 11th. June 11th. Yeah.
Did they ever? Playing. Did your mom and dad ever get married, or was he was doing
my mom,
him?
My mom, yeah, he was, they was doing. Yeah, well, I never seen them together. Since okay. I've been alive, you feel me? Mm-hmm. It was like one of those things.
But did you and him always have a good relationship?
He was cool. Yeah, he was cool. Yeah.
What do they say now about like your success and seeing what you've become?
I feel like he's a successful person too. Mm-hmm. So he say he proud of me, but he, you know what I mean. He a cool dad. Like, he ain't gonna do too much. He gonna be like, yeah, I'm proud of you, son. You feel me? Both my parents is like that, though. They cool. They cool. I'm like total opposite from them. I'm hype and then like loud. They just laid back people. You feel me? They really be chill. It was just Mother's Day yesterday. Shout out to Mom Duke. Right.
What did you do? What did you do with your mom?
I sent my mom some money because I wasn't in the city. I was in Miami. That's
people love nice. Money, though. My mom people loves money, too. Yeah.
I told my mom always a good gift. Yes. Any occasion. She was Miami.
Mm-hmm. Listen. Because I told my mom, I got my mom a credit card. So I'd be like.
How's that going?
It's actually not that bad. Because I feel like she don't really use it. Like, I wanted her to more use it for, like, everyday purchases. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, because those things really kind of add up. But yeah. I feel like she'd be scared to use it.
That's awesome.
But then I also don't want to get too comfortable.
She do love shopping.
Too comfortable. Okay, listen.
Too comfortable, Mom.
But I told her, like, for Mother's Day, I was like, you know, get what you want. Like, use the card. So she used it a little.
Aww.
Yeah. That's, your mom's listen, sweet. I think at the end of the day, that's what you want. Like, you try to be successful. And the main thing you want is, like, to take care of.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you think about having kids too?
Not right now, yo. I'm
but in the future?
I really don't know, yo.
Okay, that's fine too.
Some real shit. Like, I want to, like, I'm in a having fun phase. And then I want, like, if I do have a kid, like, it got to be, like, I don't know. I ain't think about kids.
Have you had any scares?
For sure. We had a few scares.
You know what's funny? When people have a scare, like, guys, at first they'd be nervous, but then when they find out it's all good, they'd be like, man, I was kind of looking forward to it.
Like, damn. Right. She'd be like, a little lightweight sad.
Right. No, he'd be in there crying more than her, like,
she
damn.
She ain't gonna be my baby mom.
Because they'd be thinking, like, they don't, you know, they'd be nervous, and then when they realize it's not happening, they, man, I kind of was prepared now.
Oh, man.
For that to happen.
Use protection, man.
Wrap it up.
Remember, old Dirty Bastard, the only thing I like raw is my music. When he did that song.
Ooh, baby, I like it raw.
You know, they made him put that disclaimer in the beginning.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I never heard that.
So in the beginning of the song, they put a disclaimer on it where he's like, the only thing I like raw is my music. And the song starts, they made him put that.
Nobody played it.
In the beginning.
Yeah, I never heard it.
Hilarious. I never heard that.
I promise y'all go back and listen.
Yeah, like, no, she was there. Were you there, right. for but any of the sessions they was making music in? Like?
So I really worked in the office, but for a period of time, Divine actually was like, Angela, we want you to be in the studio also. And it was too much because I can't be in the office at like 10 a.m. and then be in the studio at night too.
Yeah,
so I've been there. They had the 36 chamber studio, but it wasn't really my thing to be in the studio all night.
I feel that.
Because I don't smoke. I don't, you know.
Yeah, and they were probably going nuts in there.
Right.
When I tell you, I'll be having a contact high and I'm like, I can't handle this. Right. So.
I feel you.
Do you smoke?
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust.
Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Shy to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Okay. I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun. Such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid-back appeal and down-home vibes. As a dad of 7 kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th, just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Yes, bro. I slowed down very, very recently, though. Mm-hmm. Like, it just don't hit the same to me no more.
Right.
But that just might be a phase when, like, the weather changing. I don't know.
Also, sometimes you smoke all the time and make you, like, kind of immune to it. You got to take a little break.
I used to be a productive pothead, though. Like, I did everything, like, high, but...
That sounds like a song. Productive pothead.
Everything is, like, when I get high now, I be kind of, like, high. I be like, damn, I can't really do too much right now. Call me later.
Hit me back.
Hit me back later.
What about shrooms? You ever did shrooms?
I love shrooms, man. I feel like shrooms, like, I was a trippy kid growing up. I feel like that kind of helped me open my mind to be able to put myself in a certain position. Y'all do shrooms?
I do.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Take them shrooms, microdose.
I microdosed a little bit with Gigi. She was like, girl, just eat this shit.
Just eat it.
You're going to be good. And then 10 minutes later, she's like, you good?
Did y'all ever trip, though, or y'all just microdosed?
I have.
I tripped.
Yeah, I did.
That's what I'm nervous about.
It was fun. It depends. I will say, you got to be in the right environment. You got to be like in nature.
Exactly.
And around good people.
I used to come out here tripping sometimes by myself.
Oh my God, I couldn't do it.
See, I don't think I would do that, but I wouldn't be by myself.
I love tripping by myself. That's the best.
But not in New York, like walking around. I got to be like in nature somewhere. I can't just.
My craziest trip, I was in Jamaica. Mm-hmm. I was at a resort and I was at like the rooftop pool and I was like looking out into the ocean and like looking at the clouds and they was like turning into different people's faces. And I kept seeing like this bearded glasses face that was like popping in and out of the sky.
I remember one time,
looking like Oscar the Grouch. It was so funny. It was a good time.
I was like Alice in Wonderland when I did it. That's what I felt like. Yeah.
I remember tripping, walking down the street and I seen some dude. I'm like, look at him staring in his car. He probably like, what the hell? His face is turning into a fish though. And I'm like, what the hell?
Yo, what's going on, bro? And then you start laughing so hard.
Yeah, I was
I want to do it. I've heard so many good things. But again, I got to be around the right people. Is like cartoonish. Like I'll be talking to somebody.
I've seen that.
And all of a sudden, he was like a cartoon.
That's fire.
Let me tell you, I would laugh so hard. I couldn't stop crying because I was laughing so hard.
How long does it last?
Not that bad.
6 hours.
Maybe
4 hours.
6 hours of seeing?
And it also depends on how much you take and the environment you in, how you feel before you take it.
Yeah.
Like all of that factors into how your trip is going
to
be.
Because I went out to eat one time. It was not. So I was with my friend and she was like, okay, I had some brownies with the shrooms in it. And so somebody was driving. We weren't driving. And we went to go pick up one of her friends, right? And right before he gets in the car, she says to me, I just want to warn you, he's really ugly. right?
Did you bust out laughing in his face?
So, I don't know why she did that. I think she was just high. So he gets in the car and I couldn't stop laughing. I was laughing so hard. And I felt like I was being such an asshole because he didn't know why I couldn't stop laughing.
Wow.
And it wasn't even, and then when after she said that, he looked really ugly to me, but not that he was, but like his eyeballs started bulging out. And
oh
like,
my God.
And I was like, why did she tell me this right before? And then I was like, I'm so sorry. I had to tell him. I was like, I'm on shrooms and I just can't stop laughing.
I love how everything is legal now. Everything becoming legal.
Right. All the stuff that people were like so against. Now those same people are in legislation trying to be in the business. Yeah. And also trying to invest and like get their own. You're like, you were the one that was banning the shit.
Yeah. Right. If we been had shrooms and weed was legal, the world would be a fucking
But it's a little nerve wracking too now that they are involved and you know, into like, what are you guys gonna start putting in these?
Well, I'd be more nervous about what you get off the street.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah,
that,
yeah, you know,
that too.
I would rather things be kind of regulated so you know it's safe because you see people taking fentanyl and not knowing there's fentanyl and you know, you don't wanna have to deal with situations.
Well, that too.
Have you ever had a bad trip?
Yeah, I actually did. I had a bad trip in Miami one time. But it wasn't off the shrooms though. It was like
weed.
Molly.
Oh, Molly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Was that, that's not tripping though, right? What is Molly?
Rolling. Yeah.
That's rolling.
Yeah, that's a bad roll.
I had a bad trip.
It was a bad roll.
What happened?
So basically, we was wild. It was my first time in Miami for Star Island. Ooh. We had the great crib in Star Islands for my birthday weekend. And my man, we had these, like, we had the Molly. And so I'm going off last night energy. I'm still thinking it's last night. It's early in the morning though. I take it. Without drinking water, without food.
Oh, no.
And I had a bike.
You could go
at
without food, but not without water.
I'm on the bike in this Miami heat, though, and it just started hitting me.
Oh, shit. I'm melting.
People seen this. Luckily, it was the pandemic, though, and I wasn't that famous.
Oh, so going on my head.
People
was wild.
Seen this for sure. I was outside. I was like, they remember that, yeah.
Hell no, they thought you was on the bath salts. Remember that?
Joe, yeah. That was crazy.
I had a bad trip in Mexico.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's a terrible place.
I don't know if I would go there and do it. I'd be nervous.
I had a bad trip in Mexico. Yeah. It wasn't terrible, but it made my friend not want to do it no more. But I still did it after
that'll
that.
Do
but
it.
What was bad about it?
It was, for me, it was the environment. Because, you know, you got to be in the right place.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And we were in...
And in a good mood.
We were in a hotel. No, we had really moved hotels. We had moved hotels and the room, it was like a catfish. Like it, the pictures and everything looked one way, but when we got there, it was another way.
Oh,
it was like real dark and dingy.
That would throw me off.
And it was raining. We was in Tulum for one night and it was raining. And so we were stuck in the room and we were like in a part like downtown kind of where it wasn't like near the strip or whatever. Mm-hmm. So we were kind of like stuck in the room and it was like smaller than we thought it was going to be. And it was just me and her. And yeah, she was freaking out. And you know what saved me? Weed.
Oh, that helped you come back down?
I kept rolling up, I smoked probably like 4 or 5 blunts.
Oh, Lord.
And
she was like, died that night.
And she was like, how are you so calm? And I'm like, the weed.
Yeah,
that, and she was
tripping
out.
She didn't, and you both didn't like the way it felt?
Yeah, neither one of us.
Have you ever had sex on Molly or on shrooms?
Nah, I want to though. Like,
no?
I don't
know
why I really? Because I was taking shrooms younger though. Like, I was trying to open my mind. I didn't even know it was for that. Like, mm-hmm. Ecstasy, I feel like would be lit on sex. Like, ecstasy and sex.
Who's still past?
Yeah, you can't. Ecstasy. Nobody
can find
that. Molly.
I don't want to find the Molly, but I don't know.
Is that
about
not the same?
Molly.
No, it's not the same.
Not.
I don't know what it is. Let's be real. We don't know what is in it.
We really don't.
Well,
Molly is supposed to be more pure.
Yeah, Molly's one drug. Ecstasy is like 7.
You also still don't know what it is.
We really don't.
Know what it is.
Yeah, we really no idea. It's some shit that somebody was making up in their kitchen.
Yeah, it's something that we're putting, they put a Pikachu on it.
Or a blue dolphin.
So are you going to put out a whole album?
I'll probably put out an album later this year or top of next year.
Okay.
I want to do all singles right now. I just want to like be consistent with music. I never was consistent with music since I left like the Bakery Boys vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I want to like get y'all, like get a world. Vibe. My soul, you feel me? I want to give y'all my soul, let y'all feel me, understand like where I'm coming from before I give y'all the album.
We was having fun with Put You On.
Right.
At least I put you on.
At the least.
Don't y'all be feeling like that though in a relationship? Like, Even though it didn't go well.
Yeah. Right. You got something out of it, bitch.
I'll put you on though.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
And that's how every relationship should be. Yeah, like no matter what, you learn on, something.
Yeah, like mm-hmm. No regrets here. You feel
got
me?
Got you right.
Got you right real quick. Then go be great.
Yeah. Now go be great.
Like the woman who brought you that LV bag. She put you on.
At least she put me on.
Yeah.
She put me on.
Hilarious.
Do you know who you want to work with? Do you have plans? Like, what's the situation?
I got a couple artists I want to work. I want to work with like classic artists though. Like, it's cool people in my gym, but I need a Lauryn Hill feature.
Mm. Oh yeah,
nice. Andre 3 Stacks.
Oh, yes. I love this.
I'm reaching all the way for people who don't even do that.
Most Def.
Oh, I like that.
I'm not gonna say.
Oh my god, Most Def. Yeah.
When you do that, that would be amazing. Yeah. Like, right. If you could get at least those two that you just mentioned.
I feel like
they would be amazing.
Oh my god,
3 Stacks, Lauryn Hill though, even Badu. Let me get that feature about that. She's still
so
active.
Good. I love who you chose.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I love the artists these days, but I want those people I really like that mm-hmm. touch my soul growing
you
up.
You picked like the top like of that. The classics of all
this
of them.
This is what I'm saying.
That's what
yes.
I need. That's what I creme. Need. Yeah.
Well, look, we look forward to it. And is there anything that we didn't get a chance to talk about that you want to make sure that we know?
I'm dropping an animation too.
Oh, that's right. Listen, yeah. We got to talk about that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Let's talk about that because that's going to be one of them ones. Yeah, it's called Adams Adventures to Open Minds. So my last name is Adams. It's mm-hmm. all about energy. And I don't know if y'all familiar with the Boondocks.
Of course.
But this is like, I'm going to show y'all the trailer too before I leave. But
that's so cool.
This is like the new Boondocks. We took it to, me and my partner Tony, shout out to Tony. We took it to like the futuristic side of things. Like we want to go like, you know, the whole thing takes place in like the year 4000. And it's about like this mad scientist who made these android people, but they his kids, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So they go around different planets, you know, trying to find, you know, what they're looking for, and basically, you know, until they find it, they're always looking for something. That's like life, you know what I mean?
We always like looking
for something, but we never really found what we really looking for.
Just think about that. Because like in the future, there's stuff that back like maybe even 40 years ago, you couldn't even picture happening today. Because the way technology is, everything is happening.
AI shit.
Listen.
Think about what the Jetsons
is
like.
We always say we live in the Jetsons.
But we need something like that, like a, you know, some type of, and then what are we going to look like then too? Because, you know, just imagine like, what was considered to be attractive, you know, even like 40 years ago is so different now.
Yes.
But then it's going to be so different even 10 years from
Everybody going to be mixed.
Yeah, what is the world going to look like in 50 years, yo? Have people probably be real like androids, like Adams does. No,
and if we're concerned about climate and everything, think about how that affects mm-hmm. everything.
Wow. And how much has changed over the years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is a crazy world, man. Like,
all right.
So, yeah, that's like, you know.
I feel like we need some shrooms and we need to sit
we
down
need
and
watch some
right now.
Watch
I want to do some ayahuasca or something right now.
I should have brought some shrooms with me.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. We really had a great time sitting down with you. I know we like to turn up outside, but I love that we got to sit down and have this conversation
too.
Yeah,
this was great.
Thank y'all for having me, y'all, for real.
It's been what? 3-4 years since you did the live
which
show
is
in Philly.
Crazy.
That time went by fast, right?
Yes.
We finally got you, all about you on the couch. And you survived. You made it.
We made it.
And we appreciate you for that. When we did the live show in Philly, and
that
you really came out and rep for us.
That
so.
Was like my first, like, that was like for season one. Mm-hmm. Thank y'all for having me in both places.
Remember Party was there?
Yeah.
Yes.
Party.
Fontaine.
Oh, Party Fontaine was there.
Mm-hmm. Partisan Fontaine. And
DJ Diamond Cuts.
Chris and Neef.
Chris and Neef was there.
Yep.
Yeah, or was it just Chris?
No, I think it was just Chris.
It was just
Chris. Yeah, it was just
Chris. It was a vibe, Y'all gonna do that again?
Yeah.
Going back
we're gonna do some spot dates, I think. Well, we're doing a Roots Picnic.
Yeah, we're
definitely
picnic.
Are doing a Roots Picnic. You'll be there?
I'm gonna be there.
We're doing
it.
Come see it.
Roots Picnic,
The Saturday, June 3rd, we'll be there.
Yeah, come see.
I'm pulling up.
We gotta bring it back full circle.
Yeah, hometown, baby.
Love it.
Yep. I'm celebrating my birthday that night. We having a big birthday party.
We're going crazy. We
locked in. Okay. Well, TJ Adams, thank you so much for joining us. We really do appreciate you. Amazing person. And thank you for supporting Way Up with Angela Yee. You came by my launch party too.
Thank you, Angela Yee.
And really turned up with us.
Real legendary.
Cheers to you.
Cheers.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.